and we had some beds, no dog.
Any place to keep your drawers or?
Well, now, in one of these bedrooms, we had a desk, a roll top desk, which was strictly not used for clothing. It was used for papers and things. But now this closet here and this one over here housed all the clothing that we had. That's where we kept our clothes.
Did you ever hear of a wardrobe? At what stage did you use a wardrobe or a chiffonier or a chest of drawers?
I must have been about 12 before these words came to my knowledge, a chaperobe.
What is a chaperobe?
I think I know what one is. It's a piece of furniture that is not built in, and it's tall. In fact, it goes almost up to the ceiling, and it has storage in it, and you can hang clothes in it. Now, I think that's a chaperobe. Now, a wardrobe is strictly a piece of furniture that is not as tall, and there's no storage space in it. It's just for clothes to hang in. Now, that's my opinion. That's what I always thought they were in this area anyway.
A dresser, bureau?
That was about the same time when we began to know about dressers and things.
And what did you use on the bed? How would you make up a bed?
We had feather beds. We had feather beds, and we starched our sheets and we ironed them with an old iron, you know, that you heated on the stove, and that'd be so pretty and white. And we'd pat those feather beds just as flat, and the sides flat, and we'd put those starched white sheets on, and it just looked real pretty.
How did you stay warm?
Oh yes, we had some quilts, and sometimes you just be get out in the wintertime when you got them because you had so much cover on you.
And in the summer, how about something ornamental that would cover the bed? More ornamental than for warmth, you know, something.
Well, just a sheet was all. It was all anybody would need in the summertime.
And to make the bed up for the day, did you have an ornamental covering of some sort?
No, we strictly used sheets, but this nice starch sheet that we used on top of the bed was our, we'd fold that up, see, at night. Then we'd put it back on. These beds had to be made up every morning. And you didn't dare touch him till you went to bed that night. Now, I lay on my bed now, that's what I've got it for, but you didn't lay on the linen that night.
How about counterpane or bedspread?
I've heard the word counterpane. Bedspreads really come in about the same time that the dressers and that's about.
You ever hear of counterpin?
Yes, I've heard them called counterpins too. Counterpanes and counterpins.
Uh-huh. How about pillow shams?
I've heard, yes, I know what they are. I've seen them. But it's been a long time since I've seen one.
Are they for ornament?
Yes, they are, really.
Is it kind of extra set?
Yes, uh-huh. It fits on the bed.
Mm-hmm. How about it's something that is in a roll that goes all the way across for your head.
I've seen those too, and don't remember what they call them.
It's bolster something.
Bolster, that's what it is, bolster.
Bolster. Mm-hmm. But they weren't used.
No. Mm-hmm.
And how about sort of a makeshift place to sleep on the floor that the children probably would enjoy?
Pallet.
Pallet.
We call them Baptist pallets.
About what?
We call them Baptist pallets.